So in particular, a lot of digital nomads and freelancers move to Tbilisi, Georgia, just below Russia, to take advantage of the 1% taxes for that particular country. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and don't you just love paying taxes? I know I do. Well, I don't. I hate paying taxes, and that's why I currently pay around 1% taxes with my company in Georgia. And that is why in this episode, I'm going to be teaching you how to pay less taxes as a freelancer. Now, I feel like taxes is extremely important to pay. If you, for example, live in the UK where you get your healthcare paid for, it's obviously, you know, quite safe in a lot of areas. But to be honest, there are some places in the world where you can move to as a freelancer who has freedom, where you can pay 0 to 1% taxes and basically work tax-free. And one of those places is Dubai. Now, in regards to Dubai, I've actually lived in Dubai, and to be honest, it is not the nicest place to live in the world. At least it's not my cup of tea, but it does offer 0% tax for freelancers. The process to set it up costs between $1,000 to $2,000 roughly, and it takes maybe 2 to 3 weeks. But if you get in touch with a company called Dynamic Freelancer, then you can ultimately get things set up and get your residency in Dubai. And all you have to do is make sure that you live in Dubai for 6 months of the year. Then you can fly around for the rest of the year without paying taxes at all. Now, Dubai has its pros and cons. It's a beautiful place and it has a lot of perks, but it is also a very empty place. It is not a great place to meet friends, I believe. It is not a great place to date. It's not a great place to raise a family, I don't think. But it does offer zero taxes. And this is obviously the topic of the video, so I'm going to be focusing on the tax side of things. And then I'll also give you my opinion based on what I think of the actual place as well. Now, if you're from the US, then obviously the taxes works a little bit differently there. So your only option, as far as I know, and this isn't legal advice or taxation advice or anything like that, I'm just telling you my experiences so that you can make the best judgment on your own. But in the USA, as far as I'm aware from my friends who are also in the USA, I think the only option that you guys have is to move to a super tax efficient state such as Nevada or Florida. Now I know there are other states and you can look online for a state which suits you best, but there are a lot of states in the USA where you can ultimately just travel there, fly there, and then set up your business so you can enjoy the low taxes in that particular state. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, another place which is incredible for taxes is Georgia. So in particular, a lot of digital nomads and freelancers move to Tbilisi, Georgia, just below Russia, to take advantage of the 1% taxes for that particular country. Now, I personally moved to Georgia for 2 years and I absolutely love my time there. However, I've left Georgia from around 7 months ago to ultimately move to Asia simply because I really didn't like how the city of Tbilisi was turning out, with the rent prices going super expensive after the Russian and Ukrainian war. And also the city seemed a little bit overpopulated, obviously, because a lot of Russians had fled the country and they were obviously going to other countries such as Georgia and other neighboring countries as well. And ultimately, I just decided that I needed a little bit of a break, so I moved. So I really wanted to get back to the eastern side of the world just to enjoy the great food, the culture, the weather, and just enjoy life. Now, in regards to paying your taxes, you obviously have to make sure that you pay your taxes in the correct way for the particular place where you are residing. And make sure that you are a tax resident of that particular country to make sure that your taxation is not complicated. I'm not going to give you tax advice, so make sure you speak to a registered and trustworthy accountant to get your tax advice from someone who understands the country's laws. And as a freelancer, like, we have the ability to literally move anywhere. Unless you have a family or potentially, you know, you have responsibilities within your particular country or your particular city, then you could ultimately move anywhere. You can also relocate your family if you really wanted to from a tax standpoint, but I just wanted to give you an idea in regards to what opportunities are actually out there from a tax standpoint to make sure that you or paying the least amount of tax possible. Again, this isn't advice on how to dodge taxes or how to pay less tax, but this is just simply some of the opportunities that are out there for freelancers who want to pay less taxes if they want to. But these are just a few opportunities that are out there for people who want to pay less taxes who are working as a freelancer. Guys, I know this was a short and sweet episode, but hopefully this was helpful. This is definitely information which I wish I had when I was just starting out as a freelancer. So maybe this is something that you can plan for in the future when you are ready to move somewhere. And also, it's nice to live somewhere abroad, right? It's really nice to live somewhere where you don't have to, you know, see the same faces all the time and where you can get like a different scene sometimes. So think about it, and if you have any questions, then feel free to pop me a message on The Scott Lancaster on Instagram, and I will be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. Also, make sure you subscribe and follow this podcast, because we are unleashing so many episodes over the near future. So I will see you then, and enjoy the rest of your week.